Winter Olympics.
Oh, is that what's happening?
It started tonight.
Oh, I was wondering why Brian is here, and that's it. We don't have to lie to the audience. They'll hear one laugh, maybe.
Ha!
See?
How's that different?
And Dave's here, too.
How's that different?
Are we just on Podbean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, actually, No. I think it's on iTunes. I don't know.
It's not. I looked at it last night.
I was wondering where my residuals were.
I don't know. I think
they'd start adding up after 5 years.
I'm paying for this, so I don't. If anyone's getting money, I am. But it's not happening. What are you asking for?
He was just doing a bit about being.
What do you
paid
want
for
me?
Podcast, and you made
I want
it very
you
serious.
To enjoy this podcast.
Yeah.
You're paying for it. It's your money.
Yeah. So for those who haven't been here before, Dave and Brian are here.
Yeah.
And Dave is sitting right behind Brian.
That is weird.
So it's just like, it's just those.
Read down the stick.
For those who have never listened to the podcast before, it's me. I'm here. I'm Scott.
For those who've never listened, I'm Mike.
I'm John.
For those who've never listened to the podcast, thanks for picking up episode 57. Wish I started this podcast.
If people could subscribe, they can subscribe. They go, hey, what's this thing all about? And they jump in and go, let's see if I like this. And they go, well, I'm lost because he's talking about socks and he's talking about cats and peeing out windows and fucking
that seems
air
like
quiets.
Very relatable for a lot of people. Socks and cats.
I don't know that you need a lot of backstory for this podcast.
Well, you always tell me I need to, like, for the first, like, 3 years, like, is this how we start? Is this how we start the show? So I started starting the show.
Yeah.
And then now you're insulting the way I'm starting the show?
No, he wants you to actually have an introduction to the podcast so people listen. They do get hooked right away.
Yeah, and that was it. What else? What kind of introduction do you
think? I think what may have happened the first 3 years, I might have just stopped listening to you.
Yeah.
I might have introduced. I don't listen back to these. So.
Oh. No, you tell me in person, on stage.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
In the moment.
Oh.
How you doing?
We should be on iTunes, so it's hard to link to Podbean.
I tried. What do you listen to podcasts through? This is entertaining.
Apple products.
Okay. I have an app. An app.
Is it like through Stitcher, or do you do Podbean app, or what
do
you do?
No, it's called, oh, Jesus, I had to pull my phone. Podcast Addict.
You do. Well, now we're learning about apps that are fun.
See, look at it.
I didn't know.
You click, that's not even on this fucking phone. It's on my tablet. Boy, this is...
Use your tablet as a phone?
No, I use my tablet as a listening device.
Oh, okay. Is it like an iPad, or is it more like just a regular tablet, like an Amazon tablet thingy, just for that?
It's a... small onions. I think I smell onions on myself.
Did you have onions?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that's... Yeah,
what, I know, it's just an LG tablet. It's this isn't... How, what do you want... I don't know what you're asking me.
Because I'm trying to get it linked up to, like I said, because I couldn't find it on iTunes, so I was actually genuinely interested in how you listen to it.
Ah, yeah.
Well, what had onions in it?
A burger. Why is this happening?
You brought up onions. We were.
I just smell it. It's on my hand or my.
Yeah, onions are very potent.
It's in your beard? Did you?
I don't know where I'm smelling it. I'm smelling everywhere.
Probably your breath.
Probably. That's why I have gum in my mouth. Guys, this isn't...
You're doing a podcast with gum in your mouth?
Yeah, I talk all the time. I chew on my tongue.
Oh, no professional.
No
one here.
That's why I didn't come to the show.
It should be called Scott Does Gum.
That's a dumb name.
Scott Chews Gum. How about that?
I'm not even chewing it. It's just sitting there in my mouth.
You don't know how to work gum?
I know how to work gum. I'm just saying I'm not chewing it. I'm not going, welcome to our show.
No one does that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not doing it either. I'm just, it's just sitting.
What else is on your burger?
Can I finish my gum thought?
Sure.
It's just sitting in my mouth. I'm absorbing the flavor with my tongue. It's a fun time. That's all.
Underneath?
It's in my cheek right now.
Like chew?
What?
Like chew, like tobacco?
Yeah, sure. But it's over here, not down here.
Oh.
It's not in my lip. Oh, if I had my lip, I would talk like this.
I think you can put it wherever you want. Tobacco, right?
Great.
Yeah. Sure. Doesn't dip usually go inside the teeth, not the outside?
No, it's between
the teeth.
Yeah,
it's anywhere along the
yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be really hard if it was just under your tongue. That's why people have holes in their face, because they put it down here where their lip
that's
is.
That's very true.
And then you're like, noom. I was about to quote a video from like fucking 15 years ago.
What stopped you?
That no one would get the reference.
Yeah, you have a pretty good chance at someone who'll get the reference.
No, this is before I knew you four. Yeah, I'm pointing at myself.
But videos
Jesus
existed.
Christ.
We were still around. Was it a video you made?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe there's a less
yeah,
likely
that's
chance.
True. Yeah,
I was going to say.
Missing a key detail.
I didn't make it. I was in it in college, that's all.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Friend had a webcam and it picked up audio, so that was the fantastic thing we did.
What happened?
Yeah. We just made videos where we did little jokey things happen.
Like what? Are they uploaded now?
Probably.
Is that on Podbean?
No. It's on YouTube for like 20 years. Not 20 years.
It's apparently is one of the, like the top 10 vines of all time. It's like this old couple. Have you seen the old couple who like fight like watching the deer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice one, Ron.
Yeah, nice.
I'll sneeze.
Yeah. So it's just 7 seconds. And then, so it's you just see these three deer eating from, like, the bird feeder. And then the
vine is 6 seconds.
Six?
Vines are 6 seconds.
Oh, that was definitely important to interrupt me for that point. And then so and then there's three deer. And then
there's
like,
more than three
the
deer.
Husband sneezes.
There's more than three deer, John. There's, like,
really,
six or five.
What was on your burger?
Conrad, can you quietly look up how many deer are there? I think there are three.
No, I'm already on it.
So, and then the husband sneezes, and all the deer run away, and the wife goes, "Get going, Ron!" And
nice, like, she goes, "Oh, nice one, Ron."
Total six deer.
Fuck.
Six motherfucker. Deer. One deer for each second. What?
It can be on.
Nice, Ron.
Oh, you didn't hear the sneeze?
He just stopped it.
He's like, nice going, Ron. He's like, I can't even sneeze.
It's like
anymore.
An
action.
Nice, Ron.
I
sneezed all I'm not allowed to sneeze.
That's it. That's the video.
Yeah.
What was but it? I was so behind. I'd never seen it before until this week.
Oh,
like,
oh.
I'm just
I've seen it about 900 times. Because.
Just watch Vine compilations
yeah,
at midnight.
Yeah, exactly. Night. When I can't sleep, I'm like, well, I might as well watch a Vine compilation. It's half an hour. Maybe I'll stop in the middle. Oh, it's starting the next one now? Great. And then the next item was 2 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never loner.
Will Sasso from Mad TV.
Yeah, the lemons.
Yeah, hilarious Vine. If you put like Will Sasso Vine, like, what is the word?
Compilation.
Boom.
Did you know this website closed, ended like.
Yeah, why did.
It's all over YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
Vine stopped, though.
But now they're all. Well, the company kind of just shut down.
But why?
I think you could do the same thing on Instagram and.
Yeah, Instagram and Snapchat kind of ruined that.
And Facebook, too, so you can all do it now. So it was like, why not just do it there instead of.
Yeah, instead of downloading a whole app just to do this.
Also, it fucked a whole bunch of young millennials who were. That
oh.
was their job. I was like, yeah. Good. Get working, bitch.
Well, you. There's entertainment.
It
there's
took me years to make 45 minutes of material on stage, and you're making money doing 6 second videos.
So they're better than you, is what you're saying.
No,
you're mad about that.
Yeah.
You're mad.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These younger kids. Faster, yeah. Quicker. You lost a step.
Shit.
What?
You're losing a step.
What do you mean?
I may as well walk into the water and just drift away.
Yep.
Is this a song?
No.
No.
No, we're just talking.
What? You're saying lyrics to a song.
No.
Misstep, misstep, a step. Walk into the water, drift away. It sounds like a Lifehouse song, John.
It does, but it's not.
You fucking love Lifehouse. You bring it up every time.
Used to.
Yeah. I think
you used to like Lifehouse or you used to bring them up?
Used to like Lifehouse. I think they've released two albums since I listened to them last.
There's a band, I'm trying to remember the band. I enjoyed them.
Stone Sour.
No. Oh, The Cure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a well-known band.
Yes.
And I was like, I have a pretty big fan of theirs. I wonder what they're doing nowadays. And apparently I'm only a fan of like two of their albums, and they have like 20.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. I was like oh, I am not a fan at all. I am a casual fan during high school.
Yeah.
And I like two albums, and then didn't really follow the band after that.
Yeah, it's sad when you go, hey, what's a band I like? And you go, what have they been up to lately? And you go, oh, they disbanded 18 years ago. Well, I should have known that. Or they go, man, they broke up. Oh, no, they released 5 albums since then. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm bad at that. I wonder, there's so many musics. There's so
my
many musics.
Starting to get to you.
What do you mean it's getting to me?
You're starting to mumble a bit.
I mumble all the time. I mumble all the time.
This is the worst you've mumbled on this podcast.
I was drunk a couple years ago and mumbled crazily like that. I had so many vodkas.
And then look at that crowd.
They don't go, Scott drunk tonight? Well, we haven't seen him at the bar, so
not gonna lie. If next month for like when we move and you promote it as Scott's getting drunk tonight, people will show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. You don't even have to get drunk. You just
say it.
Say you're getting
just
drunk.
Just call water. It Scott's drunk. This episode, Scott Ridge Podcast. Scott gets drunk.
Yeah. And then if the crowd is full, then next month.
They're going to be full because of like the new space. I want to see it.
Wow.
What?
You wow. seem. Yeah, what's very, going on, Scott? You seem yeah. extra ornery tonight.
I'm not fine.
We're just coming
yeah,
in.
That's what I said. What?
You said wait, you're not
that's
fine.
Exactly
yeah, yeah.
what I said.
Pretty sure.
We're coming in with energy and pep and yeah. trying to get
I have energy. I have pep. Look at me go. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Whoosh.
Like I'm flying away like a Spider-Man.
Whoosh. Everyone just go whoosh.
Spider-Man whoosh. Is not fly. Whoosh. Mm. What are you doing?
You look like whoosh. What I just imagine now is you as Spider-Man shooting the web up and then just kind of slowly dragging yourself along the ground.
Spider-Man. Like slowly up a wall.
Whoosh.
I like that idea. Let's do it for Halloween.
Right. We'll do it for Halloween. Why Halloween?
Do you ever forget that it's winter?
No.
Like
every minute I hate it.
I don't know. I was like, I'm like, oh boy. And I was saying, like, I'm going to go outside today and do this. I'm like, wait. Oh, there's snow on the ground.
Yeah. For real?
Oh, it's like, I just forgot that it wasn't.
Now, is it just like those moments where you wake up and you're still kind of groggy? Or is this like established?
No, this is like, I was at work and I'm like, I want to go outside and run to my car. I'm like, oh, there's cold out there.
Yeah, that's bad.
Do you have any windows in where you work?
Not where I work.
Yeah.
I mean, in the building.
That's what I asked. Do you have any windows where you work?
Well, not like right where I work. Not my general vicinity.
Yeah, do you understand?
But there are windows in the building.
Do you understand why I'm asking this question?
No. Right. There's some in the building.
Okay, yeah. Are you near those windows that you can see out of them?
I mean, now without taking quite a few steps.
So, no. So there's a. I'm trying to explain why you thought it.
There's a bathroom window.
I'm here to help you.
So. And it's
we're not.
It's
enemy.
Like 10 feet off the floor. So I look outside and I see the top part of a wall and then sky.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's clouds and sometimes there's
so if you
had
long enough and you were feeling optimistic, it might be nice out. I could say that you might forget that it's winter. I go outside a fair amount during my day. I'm really close to windows, and so I always know that it's winter.
Yeah.
I just have the general knowledge of what season it is.
That's.
I thought
some
it was
people have innate the knowledge of directions. Scott and John knows what season it is.
I thought it was June today. I don't know why.
I would always.
Yeah, that's way off.
Yeah.
I think that's more about because I enjoy just being outside and doing things. But if you do, you should know that because you would miss it. And you'd be like,
when are we going sledding? I want to go sledding.
Whenever you want.
Wait, that's what you wanted to do today?
No.
But you have to plan it, Scott.
I just thought of that last week.
What did you want to do today that you.
I don't know. I thought I was just going to go wash my car.
Okay.
Like, by hand?
I don't know. I just needed to get my car washed. And I was like, well, the snow's all over now. Yeah, like, right. No, it's not. It's June. No, it's not. It's March. March.
It's
March.
February. It's
February. Guys, it feels like the end of March, so it's
fine. Wish.
Early
feels like the end of, my brain's broken. I had... Oh, boy. I want to sleep.
Are you not having sleep?
I mean, not well. What do you... Who does? Raise your hand. You're not going to because you're a stupid kid.
He sleeps through the night now.
Oh,
he sleeps from 7 to 6:45.
Hmm? Wow.
Oh, well.
Oh, 7 p.m. to 6:45. I had math wrong. I was like an hour. I had it flipped in.
Yeah. 15 minutes. 15 minutes. For me, I actually, this week, because I usually wake up really early and work out, I actually caught up on sleep for myself just to like mentally recharge, and it was amazing.
Where yeah.
I just slept until I possibly could, and then it was great.
I call those Sundays.
Well, yes.
Cause
well, and you could technically do that too. I mean, if you don't.
I have work. Kid, I have to go to work.
What time do you get up?
It depends. I want to get up at 6:45. I usually get up around 7:30.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is that about?
Because 6 is sleeping in for me.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting probably a lot more sleep than me. But you probably go to bed later, don't you?
I try to go to bed at 10. I fall asleep around 2.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah.
What are you doing besides masturbating?
No, I don't do that before I go to bed. Maybe I do. Sometimes.
Yeah,
whatever,
it
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's okay.
What is this turning into? Can we talk about something fun? Let's talk about something fun. Whose birthday is it today?
Don't you usually have a list of things for?
Yeah, but they're not.
Isn't this your show?
No. I started pulling it up. I wanted to do a fun dating, because I'm so good at dating that I always have fun stories of women that hate me on dating sites.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring up a fun story each time. Because I have so many.
Sounds nice.
Sure.
So this one woman, I was messaging her a little bit back and forth. And, you know, she how she always, you know, when you message on Facebooks, not. All right, let's rethink. I'm not drunk. I'm serious. I'm not drunk or high.
We believe
it's fine. On dating sites, like when you met, you're like, hey, so like their profile is like, hi, I'm from the area and I like to fish and watch movies. My favorite hobby is Netflix, which isn't a hobby. It's like saying, what do you like, library? There's things in the library. Like, what do you watch on Netflix? Everything. No shows, movies, anything specific? Just watch Netflix. I'm like, no, that's not. That's like saying, what do you do? What do you do for fun? I like going to the bookstore. What do you read? Anything I find, whatever is in front of me, I'll read it. Like, what? Name something. I don't have anything.
I'm going to shoot a lot of holes in this logic. I feel like Netflix is an activity.
No, but it's not. How is it an activity? That's like saying,
because half the time you're spending what you actually want to watch, and then you start something, and then you stop it, and then you bring something else up, and then you kind of look around, and then it's more of a whole ordeal, unless you know specifically what you want to watch.
So what you're saying is it's like going to you're going shopping.
Right.
That's like going to a bookstore, John.
Like I said, and I'd say I kind of disagree with that too. I think you could just go to the bookstore and kind of rummage around and look and do stuff and hang out in the coffee shop. And
yeah, but I think Scott's point is that's a follow-up question. The follow-up question is, what do you like on Netflix?
Yeah.
You would surely have some sort of answer.
Yeah.
Lean towards these sort of movies. Or, oh, hey, you know what? I saw this thing that would be interesting. It's a conversation starter. They're returning with a conversation stopper, which is, hey, anything?
Maybe yes. I think he was focused on.
It's a very frustrating thing. I've had this experience as well in chatting with trying to chat somebody up, whatever, and they just start responding with one word answers. Well, this is now a pointless exercise.
Well, so I don't know why I kept messaging, but I kept saying, like, oh, what do you like to do for fun? And this and this, and answering questions. And then they're like, thanks. Oh. All right, what do you do for fun? Be with friends, drink. Cool. And the other answer is, yeah, what do you do? Do you like this or this? Either. I'm like, all right. Well, I'm done with this conversation. And then I just fucking stop talking.
Yeah.
Because it would take, the first message was on the 29th of January. And it took us a week to get through 10 messages.
Yeah. Well, they're obviously either a boring person or not into you.
So I gave up.
Technology helped you.
But then,
you could have met them in person. Gone on a couple of dates, moved in with them, and they only find out they're a boring person.
Well, then the last message they sent me was at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Saying,
did they say you up?
Will you give me and my baby a ride to Tundra Lodge?
Ooh.
We invited to a party.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I responded, I think you have the wrong person. And they never responded to that. They read it. And they never responded. Who takes a baby? First of all, I didn't know that this person had a child.
Okay, there's a lot of pieces of shit.
Yes. Will you take me and my baby to Tundra Lodge? We invited to a party at 9 p.m. at night.
Do you think they meant the infant baby or maybe like their baby?
Who knows?
Baby?
I don't know.
Scott missed a great opportunity to ask questions.
True. Did I? I missed?
You did.
She probably go, both. Or something like
and
that.
And but that's funny. That's hilarious. Then you say, my car only fits two because I got something else in the back seat, so I can't fit three, and then see what she says. She'd just be like, NM.
No, she just wouldn't respond and go, do you have an ounce of Coke or something like that? Whatever the next level up. Because I guarantee if
you
I'm going
like
to...
share your diet.
If I go...
Maybe she meant Coke. Maybe she meant emergency room and she misspelled...
Tundra Lodge?
No, party.
There's capitalized and everything.
It's spelled auto-corrected to Tundra Lodge.
Yes.
She probably types Tundra Lodge way more than emergency room.
Probably, I mean.
And if she was in distress, it's hard to type.
I just didn't want to get murdered is all, because that felt like a very...
No. No one's disagreeing with you. You made the right decision.
But also, I don't think you weren't going to get murdered.
Mm. No.
No, a baby may have been murdered in front of you, but you would be fine.
I mean, not mentally, if I saw a baby get murdered in front of me.
Oh, I mean, fine in a relative sense. You wouldn't be murdered.
I wouldn't be physically harmed.
Yes.
Okay.
Mentally, you're gone.
How is the baby dying?
No, let's not get it. I don't want to
face
talk
down
about it.
In
the kiddie pool?
In the slow...
No.
Lazy River?
No. I'm one of those lame parents now. I don't even want to imagine. I'm one of those
people. Well, I was going to say...
I'm not even...
Because
it... like, here's the thing. I knew the first opening scene of It, everything that was going to happen. And it still horrifies me, like, thinking about it. It just, like, it was so well done where I was just like, I have a son. That could be him. Yeah. It would never be him. But, I mean, like all I think about is just, like, the horrificness of that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, what if the baby, like, I picked him up, put the car seat in the back seat, and as I'm, like, strapping him in, I hear a tick. I'm like, oh, this baby's going to explode. It's full of bombs.
The baby bomb?
It's a full of bombs, and that would hurt.
The baby's full of bombs?
Yeah.
I can't think of something more evil, and I don't even want to think about it.
You want to hear something evil? There's a story many years ago my friend heard, and he's like, because he was talking about how a baby, someone put a baby inside a cardboard box in the middle of the road, because people just run over cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
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 You have a kid now. Don't let him crawl on the road.
Why would I let him do that?
Because...
Also, he walks.
A cardboard box.
I mean...
Have you met my child?
I think so. I mean...
I had to be one of my brothers when I was a kid.
You got hit by a car?
No, I called it. Well, it was either me or my brother. We crawled out to the middle of the road when we were like a baby.
Wow.
I feel like they call them something different than roads in France.
Yeah,
or
in France.
England. What do you call it? Wherever you are.
Automobile roadie thing.
Oh, wow.
The roadie thing.
Automobile road. I'm learning English.
Wheelie strips.
Wheelie strips. That's strips. Actually... See... Because they call it... What is the Autobahn? Isn't that a road?
That's in Germany.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to offend.
I once convinced my friend that we called curbs road holders.
Road holders. I like that. That's good.
Scott, it's really exposing your lack of geography.
What?
Autobahn.
That's not geography. That's something.
History?
I failed geography twice already. You know this.
No.
I say it all the time.
I did not know that. You failed it twice in school?
In college, yeah. Failed geography twice in college.
Did you take it the third time?
Nope, because they wouldn't let me take any more classes after that.
That's not how college works.
Yeah,
it is. If you.
So what do they do? Just give you the credit, or do you take it in a different class?
No, I didn't. They wouldn't give me a credit for a class I failed, John. You went to college. You should know this.
Yeah, and I got credits just... given to me so I could graduate.
Really?
Oh, it must be great going to...
UWGB.
Yeah, whatever you did.
Oshkosh is probably even more lenient.
No!
Oh.
Well, at least not to me.
I don't think you asked the right
people. No, I took geography. You got an F. You don't get the credit because you didn't get a...
How do you get an F in geography?
Because you didn't... Because I didn't do well in the exams, John. I don't remember... I don't even know where the fuck Fond du Lac is, John.
South,
and I've lived
south,
in...
South, an hour...
Great, so is La Crosse. They're the same city.
No. He's like...
They're not the same city.
It's like 325, like, west.
325? North. Is that a
three
highway?
3 hours, 25 minutes.
It's the Autobahn.
What's the one that's near Milwaukee?
What's the one?
So many.
Sheboygan.
Waukesha. Mequon.
No, like the two...
Racine.
At least two words. At least there's two words.
West Dallas.
No.
Mount Creek.
Oak Creek. Those
no,
are all true.
No,
no, those are literally
It sounds
all
like
true.
Fond du Lac or La Crosse. There's an L in there. There's an L. All right, whatever.
Two words.
Look up Wisconsin.
L near Milwaukee.
All right, so then I failed it. So then if you want... If you... No.
Did you not have, like, other homework? You just failed a test and failed geography in college? That's so
there
weird.
There's only, like, four tests in that class and a few quizzes.
So you just didn't like stop? Like I've never failed a class in college. I'm just confused.
Good for John. Night. Yay! Good for John.
I'm just confused how you failed a class in college.
I never failed a class. Either. I dropped out before of the class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I retook it.
What's a geography?
What? No.
Now, how did when you fail it once, don't you get like the test back or the quizzes back telling you how bad you did so you could just do it again? And
no.
Get it right.
You can't redo tests. The teacher's like, you should have studied the first time.
But you did take the class again.
Yeah. And I didn't fail. I didn't pass it again.
Was it the same class the second time?
Yeah. Because he's the only fucking teacher that taught it.
So why didn't you know the answers then?
Because I didn't know it the first time.
He didn't give you tests back or quizzes? How did you know your grade?
On a sheet hanging outside the fucking class.
What year was this? 1967?
2000.
Did I make the big play? Let me just put on this sheet outside.
Man, I don't know what to tell you.
What's on a geography college test, anyway?
Right. It's like, hey, the fucking Tartars are from what country is their main export? And I'm like,
Hoth?
Hoth. I think that's...
That's
no.
Hoth. You can... Oh, no, the Tauntauns. Yeah. I would have failed too.
Dummy.
I'm sorry, I'm just confused.
I remember Tartar because he made the exact same fucking stupid joke. Oh, that's where Tartar sauce comes from. Go fuck yourself, you lisping piece of shit.
That's pretty great, actually.
Maybe he's trying to help you with a mnemonic device.
Well, it didn't work.
Is it people. Fishville?
Fishville. Fish. Main export, fish.
Fish.
That would have been... Oh, that's
oh right. They're Turkish people living mainly in Russia and other post-Soviet countries.
So Tartar is a capital of Turkey.
Oh, it's Tatar. Sorry. First appears in written on the cold, whatever fucking monument, blah, blah, blah. See, this is why I got sick of it, because I just...
What was the question?
The thing is, you would take all the notes, you go, oh, here's... He's like, he put up slides and go, here's the notes. And you take them down, and you read the books. But there's questions from the fucking... on the exam that weren't in the notes or in the books. He'd just, like, when you're copying on the notes, he'd be talking, and the shit that he randomly be saying was the questions.
Oh, did you figure that out?
Point of the class. Why
the second time,
the second time around?
Just listen to him.
Well, by that point, I was already, like, a mess, so that doesn't matter. Don't look at me. Don't look at me like that.
Did you fail out of college?
Yes. I just fucking told you this. I got a 0.75 for a semester.
I had no idea you failed out of college.
Yeah.
I thought you graduated Oshkosh.
Oh, no. Fuck no. They kicked me out.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they kicked me out, John. Now, see how serious... Now, we're having fun. We're having a good time now, John.
I just didn't
I passed
know,
one
Scott.
Class with a BC. That was the only class I passed that whole semester. Everything else, F, 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 F.
I just didn't know.
Yeah, I went to TC after that.
How'd that go?
I passed that one.
So you got a degree, right?
Yeah.
So you're fine. Who cares?
Sure. Sure. What are you asking me?
I didn't ask anything.
You didn't. It was a statement.
Okay.
It was
a statement. Yeah, mine too. Mine was a statement too. Sure. What are you looking at? Conrad. Why are you looking at Conrad?
He's the MVP. I don't know.
Why is he the MVP?
Why
would
he MVP something?
I don't know.
You said that on your status. I don't get it. Most veteran...
Punter.
Massive.
I was trying to think... No, not a massive veiny penis.
Massive veiny penis.
There are some okay ones.
What are you talking... What okay ones?
For MVP, the way we were making a bit out of it.
When was this?
Master voice person.
Master voice person. On my status, I said Conrad's going to be MVP, and then we made a comment so the algorithm would help it, so it would pop up for people.
Oh, I just thought they probably didn't read it.
Probably.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah.
What is the system? I like it, Joe.
Okay. Well, that was boring. What's next?
Is it Conrad's turn to do a question?
I don't care. Conrad, do you want to do a question?
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Well, you've had a half an hour.
Spin that wheel! Ooh, this is a good one. If you could live in a fictional world of your choosing, what would it be?
Oh, shit.
Scott's gonna say Dark Tower.
No. I would fucking. I would like get radiation poisoning and just fucking.
That's true.
Grow a third arm and it would hurt me and I'd lose eyes. Am I living in it or is everyone living in it? Because I kind of want to live in the world.
I mean, you can pick and choose who you want to bring over.
I kind of want to pull John into the it world so he has to worry about Pennywise eating his kid. That'd be funny.
I would just not live in Maine. I would just move out of Maine, and I think
it's
we're
not
all
that easy, John. He has a hold in that town. He has a hold in that town. People don't just leave. Did you read the book?
No, I didn't. I thought they, but they don't they leave the town, but they just forget everything that happened. But people leave the town.
Yeah, because they subdued Pennywise, and they thought they killed him, but he didn't. They left. They forgot all about it until what's-his-nuts, the librarian, called him back. He's like, it's happening again. Like, what are you talking about? They came back like, oh, my God. We forgot everything.
Don't ruin the sequel.
It's not a sequel. It happens in the first fucking 100 pages of the book.
Yeah, but not the movie. It didn't happen.
Well, it's not even written yet, so it may not even happen. They might change it and go, oh, we never left town. We're still here.
Why are you so angry?
Why are you angry?
I'm not angry.
Yeah, you're smiling.
One of you is smiling, and that's an indication of not angry.
Nuh-uh. If you get so mad, you're like, ha ha ha.
I think it's rude that you want my child to live in the Stephen King universe. By the way, have you seen that new show?
It's not out yet. but I've seen the trailers.
When you literally interrupted halfway through the sentence.
Okay, tell me.
It's going to be on Hulu, I would say. Did you see Castle Rock?
Yeah. It looks great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I am too.
J.J. Abrams.
Stephen King.
Hulu.
Hulu. Shawshank Redemption.
The guy who plays Pennywise is a different character.
Also.
Is he or like a.
Yeah, he's a different character.
Is he like a whole family of actors? The Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Yeah, the guy from True Blood is Alex Skarsgård. There's one more. Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah, he was in Thor, right? The Thor movies.
No, that's Hemsworth.
No, the guy who played the scientist was like, I'm a wacky scientist. I'm not wearing pants in the second movie. Fuck, you know what? I fucking hate people.
Is that Jeff
What's
Goldblum?
It's something Skarsgård. No, it's not Jeff Goldblum.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Sure.
Yeah, it's Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah, he was the scientist.
Fun fact, the final battle waiting for the Dark Lords took place near my hometown.
What?
The final battle in Thor the Dark Lords took place kind of close to my hometown.
Huh. The one that no one liked.
It was better than the first one, sort of.
What?
Sort of.
I love the first Thor.
Yeah, that's all right.
I love a fish out of water and mythology type of thing.
It's great. The third one, I was the fish out of the water because I. Yes, John and. Oh
just
boy,
me.
I forgot Dave's name was Dave.
Mike, where would you go?
I didn't. That wasn't my answer. I'm gonna think about it. Go. Go.
What was the question?
Which fictional world would you live in? I'd pick Pokemon, that's easy.
Pokemon?
Okay. Just skip all your duties for the pets and just murder other people's pets. It's great.
Yeah, but you have to be chosen to be a Pokemon trainer.
No, you just have to, like, walk into some grass and then, like, just never go back to your hometown. Just go around beating up other people's pets, take their money.
Do you get to pick what role you are in this fictional world?
Yeah, are you Team Rocket? There?
I mean, I could if I wanted to.
Because living in the Pokemon world, if you're not a Pokemon or a Pokemon trainer or whatever, is fairly terrifying, I would think.
Yeah, it's just tiny little yellow things and then dragons.
What if you had no power to do anything about them, they were just all around you always?
Are you an NPC?
Be whatever I want.
Are you
it's
just
my
sit,
story.
Are
but,
you
but
just
saying you can choose what you
want
to be?
I can just see Conrad like you walk into a Pokemon like a Pokemart and they're like, oh boy, I got my fuck you, great, fuck you guys.
Receipts?
No, like,
what's wrong with being on Team Rocket?
Well, they're bad guys.
Yeah, John, they're bad guys.
What are they, but really, ultimately, what do they do that's wrong? Like, what?
They steal people's stuff.
Yeah, they steal. Like, how would you feel if someone you went home and you go, hey, come here. What's his dog's name? Corgi. Come here, Corgi.
Oh, it's
Bernie.
Bernie. Yeah. Like, oh, come here. Like, where's Bernie? And Sarah goes, some people just came by, took them. I couldn't stop them because they're stronger than me. They took the neighbor's dog, too, and the cats. And you go, oh, well, I guess they're pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, so I joined Team Rocket to infiltrate them and get my dog back.
Or you could just be 10 years old, walk into their building, and defeat everyone in a Pokemon battle.
One person did that. Yeah. One.
Chosen one?
Yes, okay. The chosen one.
Was that Dragon?
Ash Jesus?
Then what? Okay, if he's not chosen,
was that Dragon Ball Z?
No, that's a different game. The thing is, you follow the main character in the game because they are the chosen one. It's not this. That's not like they go, hey, check it out. You're a Pokemon trainer. Yeah. Well, you lost your first battle. The end. You go, well, that was a fun game. You follow him because he is the only person that can defeat Team Rocket.
He's supposed to be your avatar.
Yeah,
he's just some kid who just like stumbles into this.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you're not chosen. You're chosen by the game and the creators.
A town of three people, you can't be chosen.
In a whole region, Conrad, there's children lost in fields and in the fucking safari zone. They're just having a good time.
Some kids hunting bugs everywhere.
Do you know how many Pokemon there'd be in the world every time we walk through grass? If we walked around in a field here and we saw fucking rhinoceros. Everywhere we go, well, let's just keep catching them. There's so many animals.
I would choose the universe of NBA Jam.
I'm trying to think of something fun. NBA Jam.
Just to be able to talk NBA Jam.
Because you could just play basketball ridiculous and just push and hit threes and be on fire. And then everyone just watches and has a good time.
Sure.
Then we go home and we live our lives.
I think... I would want to be Oh no, that'd be fun.
Chess is good.
I was what? From
downtown.
He's heating up. No. Sorry, there were visual jokes. I almost kind of want to say, even though it'd be terrifying, but when you die, you just reload anyways. But Skyrim would be kind of fun. Just fucking, just go around people's houses and just put books on their heads. And you get to eat a lot of pie. You just find pie. And you find it and eat it. There's women everywhere.
Yeah.
No, it's not in my house.
You can put pie on people's
head. Yeah. Yes.
Sounds a lot like real life. Where you're gonna
you can that. Ride a dragon. I mean, I can't ride a dragon in real life.
That's different.
Okay.
That's
I can
different.
Yell at people and they go fly away. How fun is that?
You don't get to be the chosen one, though.
Oh, why not? I'm the main character. You're not
nope.
the chosen one. I'm not the chosen one.
No. Nope.
Go fuck yourself.
No, you're one of those people that just keep books on their head.
No.
You gotta live your life and get your pie eaten.
And look at women that are there.
Yeah, the women are there. There's yeah, women are there.
There are women
there
too.
There's cat people. There's lizard people. It's mm-hmm. fun. You go to a cave, you're like, I'm a hero because I stabbed a bunch of people. I'm a hero.
I've never played it.
You get an arrow to the knee.
Is it an RPG?
Yeah, do you know what arrow to the knee means, Conrad?
It means you used to be an adventurer, but then you took an arrow to the knee.
Yeah, what happens if you get an arrow in the knee?
You become an NPC.
You kneel down. The arrow to the knee is it's basically, he proposed to somebody.
Oh.
He proposed, he was an adventurer.
Oh,
he found
is that
a,
what that means?
Yes! He proposed to someone, he loved her, so then he's like, I'm done adventuring because it's dangerous, and he found someone he loved. He's like, I used to be an adventurer, and then, because if you take an arrow to the knee, you kneel down because you can't walk anymore, and that's why, and it's basically the same position.
Wow, deepest
floor. What?
Sounds you, like overthinking.
You're overthinking.
Overthinking.
Oh, because, oh, yeah, because apparently overthinking in Skyrim is insane when they hide clues in books that are found in caves that you can only get to by getting Sermet. Yeah, overthinking. Sure, sure, Dave.
Did you
say
one, Mike?
Not yet, no.
It'd be fun. I could change my clothes all the time.
Yeah.
Have helmets.
You can do that now.
You can change your clothes at any point
anyone.
In your life.
You can do it right now if you want.
Like, you have the freedom to go buy whatever you want to wear, like, whenever.
I could be a hero. I can learn magic.
You can be a hero whenever.
I can light up, do a fireball in my hand, and then just
you
walk
can still
around.
Do that.
Just walk around doing this with a fireball, and be like,
yeah.
"Oh, put that out." I'm like, "No,
you
it's
can,
mine."
Well, you could just
I learned this.
You can take an oily rag and just kind of spin it around for a while.
Sure. You can raise up skeletons out of the ground.
Ooh,
come on, John.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
right. You know that the dragons. You got us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dragonborn armor.
Yeah.
Dragonborn armor.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
I like the Harry Potter. I might do that.
That'd
be
ooh,
fun.
That's a
especially
good one.
You get to choose
right.
what you're going to be.
Right.
I'm sure there are some parts that would suck, but it's got fun, whimsical magic. It's got the dragons. You can
yeah.
probably do a little fire thing.
There's dragons in that?
In Harry Potter, yeah.
Every year there's a goddamn nightmare that happens every
yeah.
year when you're at school.
Right, that's why
you hope
that someone else, you get to choose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be.
Just every year there's a huge traumatic event
yeah.
because one student showed up that has a history.
Yeah. It'll be exciting,
your school
to,
goes
it'll be exciting
ruins.
To watch that.
Right,
yeah.
right. What happened in May this year when you graduated? A giant snake came out and almost murdered three of the kids. What?
Wow,
why am I here?
Why, what did you do? I had a geography class. I didn't do very well.
I failed the wizard geography. I learned how to turn snakes, tiny snakes, into
yeah.
plants
yeah.
to just help populate the earth.
I can't memorize things, guys. All right? That's my thing. I can't memorize things. My favorite songs, I don't know the words to my
but
favorite song.
But you read books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you memorize
you can tell
books.
Us all about the books.
I can tell you mean things.
You just yelled at me about not knowing a part of a book, and now you're saying you can't memorize things. You're wrong.
I think you should stop saying you can't do things.
I think you should stop telling me what to do.
Okay.
No one? Okay.
Why would I high-five that?
I thought it was a moment.
No. No.
But you have selective memory. You choose to remember the things you like.
Sure.
You could recite to me, like, if I brought up a comic book, you could recite me everything about it or the history.
What do you mean? Reciting is not the same as telling you about it. Reciting is... reading it line for line, going,
you know,
oh, on a fifth, I can't, I don't even know if I could do the 12 days of Christmas. 12
oh,
glowing arms?
No.
What was it?
First day of Christmas, my
yeah.
true
what's the 12th day?
Me.
12 day of Christmas, like, she gave me 12.
Well, why would you jump to 12? It's the hardest one.
Yeah, yeah exactly. It's a part of the song. You don't
no
go,
one knows that.
There's no clues
do you know
leading
the 12
up to
days
it.
Christmas?
12 Piper's.
No, do you know the 12 days of Christmas? No, do you know
is
the
is it Piper's Craving? 12
no,
dancers
no,
dancing.
No one fucking knows.
11
dancing.
Dancing, dancing.
All right, look that up.
No one knows because no one cares.
What? It is a partridge in a pear tree.
That's the one.
That's
yeah.
What's number
one.
Two?
Two French hens.
Yeah, you know why you know those ones? Because you repeat them 12 freaking times while you're looking at the lyric sheet.
Drummers, drumming.
Ah. Drummers, drumming.
Well, you want to bring the drummers in last. Otherwise, it's very annoying.
It's very annoying.
Piper's piping.
They're probably...
Lords and big ladies dancing, maids and milking, swans are swimming, geese are laying, five golden rings, four golden birds.
Three French hens, two turtle doves.
Two turtle doves. I said two French hens. Let's see. Can't you get the second and third one right?
Okay, but
Cornish hens.
But Mike's point is that that's an example of something that not ever, like most people don't know.
Yeah,
a foolish example. I think you set yourself up to fail, and then you fail. So that's a success. Good job, but it's a bad idea. Success. You should start setting yourself up to succeed.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing?
Trying
this?
To help you.
What is with you? Okay, this is the thing I want to talk about. Did you see this shit this guy did? What? What is that face for?
Yeah, okay, no, go on, go.
How is this not funny? I'm sorry, but I will laugh for the rest of my life when someone looks at me and points to another person and goes, "Did you see the shit this guy did?" I will laugh forever because that's the that's just funny regardless of what happens or the circumstance. Like, in public, someone just goes, "Did you see what this shit this guy did?" That's just a funny thing to say whenever. Did you see the poll?
Yeah.
Literally terrified to answer.
You were?
I was literally terrified to answer.
The poll? Why?
Because I
Well, let's explain
be...
it to them so they understand.
Okay, explain the poll.
I put a poll up on Facebook. Well, no. All right, what happened was that a mutual friend of ours, Tammy something?
Yeah, Tammy.
Tammy. All right.
This was meant as a joke. My response was a joke.
Let him explain.
Yes. She had posted. She's a photographer. She's like, hey, I want to do some test photography. I need some models. Anyone of my friends who are a model, want to take a thing. And Scott self-deprecated himself, as he always does.
Right.
And said, I suppose models have to be attractive, right?
I didn't see it that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, how did you say it?
I was like, well, I'm guessing you need attractive models.
Yes.
Oh, well, that really sounds very similar.
It was the tone. He's like, I don't want to, but attractive.
No, yours was just as bad.
Yours was just as bad.
No.
And so,
I gave an eye roll emoji.
And I don't know if I responded on that one. I think I might have said, hey, shut up, Scott, or you're attractive, or something. And then I thought, you know what, Scott keeps self-deprecating himself, and I know he's wrong.
Yeah.
And so I put a post up that said, who agrees with me?
Yeah. Oh, he can't even recite his own post. How is that? See,
he's like, can he's you? Still, you he's really still good not over the geography thing. He's still no.
You guys are so mean.
Who agrees with me that Scott is a sexy beast of a man?
Yeah.
And one guy who's an asshole said no, and I unfriended him because I was like, you know what, I don't like him anyway.
Who was that?
Josh Rudin?
Yeah.
He's kind of an asshole anyway.
You hear that, Josh? You piece of shit. Go fuck yourself.
I'll tell him he's a piece of shit.
I don't know who he is.
He's an asshole.
I don't know. Is he bad?
And then the other person who said no was Scott. Scott voted no.
There's four people that said no.
All right. The other one is Evan Ash. Conrad knows. There was no
swim.
Yeah, there's no surprise there. He's kind of a sarcastic motherfucker. And has autism in some level, yes?
Finally, yes.
Yeah, all right, good.
Is he? Okay.
So he has no social filter. He's whatever. Who's the other person?
Steve Lang.
Steve Lang.
And he's a psychiatrist. Nope, I'm thinking of somebody else.
That's totally the person.
He was the only one that surprised me. I think he was trying to be funny. Would be my only guess.
See, anyway, Steve has a dry wit.
Anyway, then like 50 other people said...
40.
That's like 50 in the grand scheme of things. When I say like 50, it means I... All right, so 40 people. All right, so 40 to 4. So 90%.
91%.
I'm going to throw that phone up your asshole.
I'm just trying to get... I didn't memorize it, so I need to look at the facts.
Okay, good. All right, look at the facts.
That's why I didn't answer.
That's even better. All right, so you proved my point even more, though. 91%.
That's why I didn't answer. Because look, he's like keeping track of numbers. He can't remember fucking Tartar, but he can know.
At one point in the survey, after 10 people had answered, and there was mostly yes agreeing. He goes, yeah, but the percentage of women is pretty low.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. What did you actually say?
I said the ratio of men to women is a tad disheartening.
Yes.
That is not so low. That's not how you said it just now.
Did you do a winky emoji?
Whereas all I did a snap finger. I don't know what that means.
That doesn't answer my question.
No.
Okay.
I'm just, okay.
That's why I didn't answer.
Here's
the
thing. No.
I feel like if I would have said yes, Scott would be like, ooh. If I would have said no, I'm a jerk.
Here's the thing. You did this. You set this up. You set me up to fail on this one.
How would I be up to you?
Hold on. Because 44. Okay, let me just say, John was terrified to answer. So anyone that was going to answer is going to be like, well, I know Scott, so I'm going to say yeah because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun answer. It's a fun thing. But all these other people that didn't answer, because you have like 1,000 friends, I have 500 friends. There's some crossover. So let's say there's 1,200 friends in total.
Congrats.
And 40 people respond. Okay, but then most of them are guys, which means that women are like, well, I don't want him to think that I think he's sexy. I don't want him to think that I'm mean by saying no. So they just ignored it like John did.
How would you prefer I try to cheer you up?
You didn't have to.
Now keep in mind, 33% of those people didn't see it because they unfollowed you because you're so self-deprecating.
That may be something as well. Also, that's a huge amount of people to like or respond to a post anyway. I don't know. On average, I get 6 people to respond to
a post. But the new Facebook algorithm, it's all bullshit anyway. You never see anything anyway.
Yeah, so you can't say, 1,200 people
didn't
respond.
The fact that people were responding, it kept popping up on like my timeline and stuff.
It didn't pop up on my timeline, and I responded and commented on it.
That's not true at all.
I had to keep going back to my...
Why'd you keep going back?
Because I wanted to see who said yes.
Exactly.
I had to keep going to my notifications.
Why did you go back, though? What were you hoping would happen?
I don't know. I just wanted to see who said yes or no.
So why are you mad about it?
Because you don't.
If you're mad about it, you can just ignore it.
If you
say this shit is
going to what?
What?
There's one other thing I was going to talk about, but I can't remember what it was. I didn't write it down.
Anyway, if you're listening to this podcast in the future, you're supposed to on my page that Scott's.
Well, it expires in 3 days, and this won't be up by
then. You can
still
just post that comment. That'd be fine.
Won't be up.
Then we'd know people are listening to our podcast.
I have an email address.
Yes.
Your numbers are updated.
What?
Your numbers are updated.
What numbers?
Your poll numbers.
God damn it. See, this is... I was literally struggling. Like, should I bring this up or not? Because I don't want to fucking get. It's not me saying.
Why did I do this, Scott?
I don't know.
Why do you think I did this?
Because it's some sort of weird power grab for you.
Wow. Why do you think I need a power grab over you?
That's such a weird statement, Scott. What do you think? So you think you have power over Mike right now?
No.
Then why do you think it's a power grab? Because power grab is grabbing power.
I don't know. I said a word that I don't understand.
Okay. Then why do you think I did?
Okay.
Because you read the dictionary. I don't know. You know the word.
Why do you think I did the post?
What?
No, yeah,
you're both talking to me. I can't concentrate.
Go. What? Mike, go.
Why do you think I did the post?
I don't know.
Why do you think... Just give a wild guess.
He wants to know... He wants you to think about it and answer. That's a question.
You ever hear the term...
Deflection?
Ever... Uh-oh. When you die and then the bad... Hell...
Yes.
The road to hell.
The road to hell is made with good intentions, yes.
Yes.
Made with good intentions.
There you go.
Yes. What a... So...
That's the answer.
Are you saying that I'm... No, I still don't understand that. So my good intention was...
You see,
I'm
up that
paying, my, paying no. me in a road...
To, sounds like you told you to go to hell.
I think he did. That's what it sounds like, yeah. But no. That doesn't answer why I did
Where is that
it,
quote?
Though.
No,
no. The path to hell is paved with good intentions.
Wouldn't continue. I'm having a look
at the road to hell.
Why would you pay
the for road?
I'm using our MVP.
The weenie strips.
The weenie ships?
The wheelie strip
to hell.
No, the Wheaties trips. It was on a Wheaties box.
You still haven't answered the actual question, which was why do you think I did that?
I don't know. You intended well.
Yes.
But then I had a negative reaction to it.
Yeah.
Saying that you were paving the road with good intentions, but for me it was to hell.
All right, so to back up the thing, so you believe the reason I did it was a good intention. You think I had a good intention?
Yeah, but...
What do you think that good intention was?
But you
was?
Should know by now that unwanted attention is creepy for me.
What do you think that good intention was?
I don't know. What?
Think...
I don't... What was the answer, John?
John has an idea.
A tick up in self-esteem.
Maybe. Just a little.
I said a tick.
Yeah, just a tick.
So he just wants you to look in and go, huh, that's funny.
Yeah. I'm going to continue on with my day. He just wanted you to smile a tiny bit. He just wanted a little corner smile and then move on with your day. That's all he wanted.
Well, that's not what happened.
What happened?
What
happens?
I don't like this subject anymore. Conrad, what's the question?
He asked.
Do I have to come up with a number?
I don't know.
So what was your reaction to the poll? You still don't trust people, and you thought it was something like against you.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Right?
Yeah, why not? Let's go with that.
Don't say, what do you mean why not? Is that true?
Sure. Yes. What? If I answer, you guys still don't believe me.
It still seems sarcastic.
Why? You haven't really answered anything. You've deflected a whole bunch.
Yeah, that's me. I guess I was looking outside.
Just a couple someone, going home to have sex.
They're not going home. They're going to the one person's going to the bar. Yes, oh, that car.
Two people in the car.
Sorry. Right
there.
Anyways, what was the question?
Why you're so unhappy?
This is. We can't talk.
I know we're running out of time.
my one thing, I just would like you to just stop saying you can't do things.
I can't do that.
There was a crowd that just should have said that's all.
Should have, yeah.
Well, boom.
Did you take that vitamin D I give you?
Do you take the vitamin D?
We're gonna test it out for a month and then come back and report.
I don't remember that instruction.
We could probably re-listen.
You're getting so little vitamin D, your beard is starting to become gray.
No, it's called being old, John. I'm older than you. Mike is older than me. He is gray. I have gray.
Don't deflect. Dave is old. This is about you and your beard. Gray.
So you didn't take the vitamin D then?
No.
Why not?
Jesus Christ, are you my mother?
Yeah, I am going to be your mother because you need to take vitamin D and be healthy and be happier with yourself.
You can't.
Jesus Christ, what are you going to look at this 30 years and be like, thank God I didn't see the sun and thank God I didn't be happy?
What does seeing the sun have to do? You just drink milk. Just drink milk.
Do you drink milk?
Yeah.
So you've never been inside for 8 hours and then just gone out in the sun and been like, oh my God, my life's okay. Like,
how is a parking lot help you with that?
The sunlight.
The sunlight is like literally, like the sun makes you feel happy. That's the whole thing. Like it helps
you. You said you are in your work so often that you don't know what season it is outside.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So you're low on vitamin D.
Yeah.
Take vitamin D. This thing I gave you for free.
Do you take a multivitamin?
No.
Why?
Because you have to take it.
Yes.
That is true. When you wake up, you take zero medications.
Okay. Remember how we talked about geography before?
Yes. That
how,
has nothing to do with medicine.
Hold on. And remember how you're saying, you memorize things through repetition.
Yes.
I suck at repetition. I almost missed the show tonight because I forgot that it was Thursday. Because I don't know what day it is sometimes.
But you didn't.
And I didn't.
You've actually never missed a show.
So why not get one of those 7-day pill things and then take it every morning when you're there?
Because I
teeth, put it next to your toothbrush.
Because I bought one of those. And then I lost it. And I bought another one. And then I lost that one. And I bought a third one. I don't know where it is.
Are you doing a bottle of vitamin D is?
Might be in my bag.
Do you brush your teeth every day?
Define every day.
That's good night, everyone.
She just got out of here right away.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.